Okay. Now we're finishing off the Inyan of Mitoch Shein Yochel Lishov HaMashal. Let's do a little Chazorah. We had some tentative Pshatim. Our tentative Pshatim were that on the one hand, Avishitas HaRambam, Narif, Rimigash, they don't know about Havilei Lameda at all. Migo doesn't patzer from a shvua. Nothing patzer from a shvua. A shvua means swear a pay. That's it. Straightforward. Every chiyuv shvua has that. Not a question. I can prove it with this, prove it with a migo. Forget it. Swear a pay. That's what the chiyuv is. Then we had the group of people who believe in Havilei Lameda. The Rosh says, Havilei Lameda v'choshesh, he's Ramos, it's only with his Shah. You only say with the Shash Ramos. Ravitz says, Ruma Kamara. Tosus doesn't give him a halach of why. It's learned from Xeris HaKosov. Doesn't give him a halach. Ramban. Okay. So, Ramban quotes the sheet of Havilei Lameda. He quotes, someone says, Mishum Pshi'usa Uknos. That's certainly not what we saw in the Ravid, not what we saw in the Rosh. He disagrees with that. He doesn't give a name to the person who said that. In the Sugya, we'll find out exactly which famous Jew happened to have said that. Okay, now, the Ramban makes a very clear distinction in between Migo patering from a shua motor mamitzas eda chot on the one hand. On the other hand, Shvuas HaShomrim. Say, Shvuas HaShomrim has nothing to do whatsoever with palms and nemonis, persons of Shema. Migo doesn't patter from it. The purpose of Shvuas HaShomrim is a threefold. A, to make sure that he's going to do his job because he knows something happens, he's going to have to take a shvua about it. And he's going to know exactly what his job is. And when he says what happened to it, it's not an approximate. I think he's going to have to give a very precise, accurate, definitive decision. And when you take an object, you owe back object, money, or shvua. It's part of my chiyuv shomrim. Now, that's what shomrim is about. On the other hand, the other shvuas, nothing to do with Havilei Lameda, they're built into it, Rechash Meshachem. Okay. You combine that Rechash Meshachem with other Rechash Meshachems, like Bar Vashema. So then you have to pay. And that Rechash, now, what is the halach mitoch shein yochel lishov hamishalim? Because there's a chash mishake. And so if I combine it with a bari v'shema, chamshin yodayna, chamshin lo yodayna, so then that combination says after pay. Not chamshin. What about others? So what about choshur? We didn't get there yet. So this is a sugya. Now, I said we'll get to. Now here we have to organize everyone's mahalach and mitoch shein yochel lishov hamishalim, see how it all fits. Tosfos begins as follows. The Gemara says, how does Rav Nachman interpret the Reish of the Mishnah? So it says, there's an Eitzik Shvua, and so And Mikol Shnei Ochel Yishov Mishal. Okay. So then the Gemara gives, it's two paras, three paras, five paras, whatever, how many paras you have. Okay. Each will have all the different cases. But Tosis runs into a problem. Lim Tomar, he says, Mashma Hocha, the Isli the Rav Nachman, Uchul Shnei Ochel Yishov Mishal. Rav Nachman believes in the halacha mitoch shnei ochli shav mishal. I perakol nishboin shneim shudim. Now we get halacha of chashuvut. Well, there's a mishnah in Shavuos. Mishnah in Shavuos says like this. She connected to Choshen al Ashvua in Nishma Benot. That is, if I go up to someone, say you owe 100, and he answers me 50. And he has to take a shvua. He has to take a shvua. And but he's a choshen. We don't trust him. So avochuf kishenegdo is nishma v'nota. Okay, the Gemara says hayushneim chshudim. Both a choshud. So what happens? Choshud shvua l'makoma. Divrei Reb Yossi. Remei Omei Yachloku. Now there are two gerses. Who said Yachloku and who said Chodesh Shulam? Says Rashi, Chodesh Shulam Akoma, B'Gemara Mefarshta. So let's see what the Gemara says. Omle Ravler of Nachman. Hey Chitnat, what's the right gears in the Mishnah? Yosha Machlok or Meir Machlok? What's the right gears in the Mishnah? Lo Yodan, I don't know. Hilton Samai, I don't know. Yitma, Omer of Yosef Bar Minyun, Omer of Nachman. Rav Yosef Omer Yachlok. Chang Tony Bar Zvi Bar Ovush. Rav Yosef Omer Yachlok. In Amr Rav Zvid, Amr Rav Osher, Rav Yosef Yachlok, Amr Rav Yosef Bar Minyume, Ovid Rav Nachman Uvde Yachlok. Rav Nachman paskent here Yachlok, and he actually paskent Halacha L'maase. Okay. So, Nachman paskens. Now, the Gemara says like this. It says, Chaz Rishua, Leichon Har, Shua comes back. Where does it come back to? Amr Avani, Abasenashiv Bavel Amru, Chaz Rishua L'Sinai. Goes back to Har Sinai. What does it mean, Har Sinai? It says, Rashi, L'Shua's Har Sinai. Shbiyah Kadosh Baruch Yisrael Alo Sigzol. Kadosh Baruch Hu made everyone take a Shua against stealing. Who you're from in Hakofer Mama L'Chavero. Goes back to Sinai to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who takes care of it. You say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can't deal with it, you take care of it. Goes back to the Mechulun, who's Mechulun, says Rashi. Here's a very key Rashi. Al Zeh Shehod, the Mechulun, talking about Mura B'Mechulun. So, now if you take a look in Tosis, here in Bar Metzia, Daf Hei Omer Aleph, in Tomer, the bottom Tosis, the Kenegdo Ko Amino. He says, Meichner doch hoshid ala shvua. Nega nish bevenoto. Ad mai lo amrina mito shen yochli shava meshala. What's this whole thing? Nega nish bevenoto. Mito shen yochli shava meshala. Ra kina amr. Gam shen cham shen yodana, cham shen lo yodana. Why is there a difference between choshud and cham shen yodana and cham shen lo yodana? When asked the Rebbe, also, Yesh Toma, Hochi Amrina Meshalim, Oshkafkis Lo, Chai Lo, Chai. He said, the Choshid can't survive. You have to save him. The Kol Olam Yavir Lidei Shvua, Yavir Lidei Kol HaShalom. Choshid says, I need $50. Fine. Tomorrow I come and say, you owe me $1,000,000. I only do 50. I'll take him out of mix. Oh, you can't take him out of mixes. Give me $1,000,000. Doesn't work. So it's a din rabbanon in this specific case. Otherwise, the man simply couldn't survive. Also, normally Yeshua the rice is the alech otzishav otzishalit. V'lochu who wrote. He says, here it's different. I'm going to have to understand what Tosa says. Here it's different. Naschu the Rabbi, he can't swear the shul that he's mechoyev to. Because the shul is mechoyev to, he's incapable of swear. Here, I say, cham shen yodana, cham shen yodana. He can't swear because there's no shul on a shema. But here, he can swear. We just don't let him swear. The problem isn't with him. The problem is with us. So, what is Tosa saying? Two days in Tosa's weather. So, therefore, what's the halacha? What should the halacha be? Tosa says the halacha should be that in the first one, the halacha is he should be chayef, the rice. The second is the halacha should be potter, the rice. It's not his problem, it's our problem. So, there's a major difference, these two Lashonos and Tosfos. What that is the Nishba Menotu L'Tovas HaChoshud, or L'Tovas the Toveya. According to the first day, Tovas the Choshud, he's going to have to pay. But we don't. But we have to save his life. So the other person, Nishma Benotel, on something that Min HaTorah, he should have to pay. Second says, Min HaTorah, he's parted from paying. But again, so they said, listen, every time I deal with Chosh, he's going to get off scot-free. Also, no one's going to deal with him. Chosh will go say, and say, lend me $100. Go to collect, I owe you $20. Take him out of a mitzvah, too bad, I'm a motion. Go home. But, so here is, and the chanami, be potter, becomes a takonid rabbana. No, the other person can take the money, al yedei shul. So you have 2 days in Tosis, what the din d'oraisa would be in a choshen. Whether we apply the halacha of we told Chen Yochel Yishova Mishalim. Okay. This is very important, 2 days in Tosis. Yes.
That's going to take 2 days in Shavuos.
Well, okay, right. Listen. I think you've learned a cloud. None of these Tosis are simple. And they, you know, there's a, like, each one takes you through a mini tour through Shas. So let's just wait and see what it is. So now we have a Gemara in Shavuos. Gemara in Shavuos says as follows. Chozer Shul Mechuyev Lo, says Rashi, Al Zeh Shod Kemen Shen Yochel Yishova, Shevei Choshed Hu Yishalem. That means, how is Rashi telling us here Rashi says, I go up to the Choshe, I say, you owe me 100. He says 50. I say, swear. I'm swearing, but they won't let me swear. So I said, you swear. I'm also a Choshe. So therefore, this whole takana is out the window. And so therefore, you go back to the Din Doraisa. Din Doraisa is pay. So Shen Yochali Shava Meshalim. And Rashi somehow, we'll see if how serious they take this. Somehow, Rashi says, we're limiting our discussion at this point to a motor b'mixus. It's not talking about Shuas HaShomrim, not talking about anything, except Rashi is limiting himself to a motor b'mixus. Is there a reason? No, we'll try to figure out. Amar Rav Papa, who the Rabbi Sene Shebebovel? Rav Shmuel. What did Rabbi Sene Shebebovel say? And the Gemara goes through a whole arichas. Rabbi Sene Shebebovel say that why? Another mishnah. I, let's say I have a shtar and I want to collect from Yosomim. So halacha is what? Shtar chabiyodim haboy. I have a perfect shtar. Comes a Yosomim and say, we don't know anything. Maybe it's good, maybe it's bad. We don't know. We didn't manage our father's finances. We have no knowledge. But I have a shtar. So if the father had been alive with a shtar, I come and I collect. But in order to protect Yisomim, they made a takana. And Yifram and Yisomim, Yifrela Bishvuli. You have to take Yisomim. And some of Yifru El Bishvuli. Vavinaba. Miman. Ilema Milova. So, says, Yusama Masnini Bapirkin. Ayusama Lo Yifu Ela Bishvu. So, who is the top? Lova Avi Milova. Avu and Shokel below Shvu. Minu Bishvu. And the Gemara goes through a whole Arichas here. We'll take a look at this Gemara. And the Gemara says as follows. Rav Shmuel de Amri Travayu. Lo shonu shemes malva b'chayelova. The malva died in the lifetime of the lova. Okay. So then, what's why? What is this? Avol meis lova b'chaye malva. If the lova died first. So what's the halacha of Yosomim min HaYosomim? The halacha is, if the lova died first, so the malva can only collect with a shua, that's what we just said. Then the malva dies. And his Yosomim come, his Yorshim come. So, Eino the Morish for Labonov. Says Rashi, what does that mean? When it's chayv malv, mishash shemei slova, the moment the lova died, elo lamalv liparam in yosomim, elo bishvua. The only, he doesn't have a right to collect with his shtar, except via shvua. And the what? The eino the morish, so the all right, the, even though he has a shtar, the whole right the malva has to take this money, is via shvua. And money whose rights you have to take via shvua don't go on to your yorshim. Okay, so now the yorshim malva can't swear. The yorshim lova can't swear. So what happens? Nothing. Says, apparently the Gemara says here, they don't believe in Tolshen Yochli Shova Mishalim. Otherwise, I have a shtar. No one can swear. I have a shtar that no one can swear. I have a situation where everyone is blocked out of a shvua. It's like Choshud. So therefore, in this situation, no one pays. And therefore, in Choshen, no one pays. On the other hand, so who is Aboseinu Sheva Bavel? Says, the Gemara says, Rav Abba. Why? Naschid Rav Abba. Totally different thing. So if I would take this Gemara on its face value, what are Rav and Shmuel saying? We don't believe in Mitoch Shein Yochel Lishov HaMashalim. And Rav Abba says, we do believe in Mitoch Shein Yochel Lishov HaMashalim. And Shneim Chashudim, what is it if you reach a point where no one can swear? Whether or not you say, Mitoch Shein Yochel Lishov HaMashalim. That is the simple way of reading the Gemara. Amar Rava. Rava says, Kavasid Rababa Mistabra. Makes sense like Rababa. Why? Shuas Hashem Tia Ben Shneim Lo Ben Ayarshim. So you come up to Yoresh. Hey, Chidomi. Amar Mona La Abba Beyad Avicha. Your father owed my father 100. And he says, 50 I know, 50 I don't know. Plato. Apparently, Chamshin Yudana, Chamshin Lo Yudana, in the case of a Malva and a Lova, in the case of the Malva and the Lova, would be Chayim, in the case of Yorshim Sport. So apparently, Rav and Shmuel disagree with this. And the Gemara says, so what did Rav and Shmuel do with the Pasuk? All sorts of things. That's all nice and fine. Then you turn to the Gemara Mem Chesamid Beis. So the Gemara goes through all the things Yorshim and how Yorshim collect. And the Gemara says, so, Amar Rab Chama, Hashdo Imihilsa Lokarav Shmuel, the Lokarabalasa. Who disagrees with Rab and Shmuel Rabalasa? So it's Sveka Dedina. Someday you can pass in either way you want. Okay. So, and this is the way the Gemara ends up here. So on the face of it, we have a big headache here. Because here the Gemara says, Rav and Shmuel, we're not sure we pass in like them. And on Mem Zion, on Mem Aleph, we have, number one, we seem to paskin like Rav Abba, Mitoch Shnei Yochel Lishov HaMashalim. And number three, how does Rav Nachman paskin? Rav Nachman doesn't paskin like anyone. What does he do? He paskins like Rav Yossi, says Yachloku. How to strengthen this whole thing up, that is Tosus' job now. Kitzur, that is Tosus' whole job. How do we paskin? What's happening here? The sugyas seem to contradict each other. And here it seems to say that Rav Nachman passes Mitoch Shnei Yochel Lishov HaMashalim. He passes like Rav Abba. He should pass in here. Mitoch Shnei Yochel Lishov HaMashalim. Tosus brought. So Tosus is now going to try to define exactly what this Mitoch Shnei Yochel Lishov HaMashalim is all about. This is our job for the next few days. A lot of it is going to be building. Now, I have a separate question. Tosus has this headache. Mitoch Shnei Yochel Lishov HaMashalim. So, is only Havelei Lameida. The Choshed, is it Havelei Lameida or Lo Havelei Lameida? We don't care. He just can't swear. We don't care what he says. He's silent. He says, have a little major. Lo, have a... Wait 1 second. The closest whole point that he made was, Mitoch Shnei Yochel Lishov HaMashalim was only in have a little major. And the Rosh made his whole point that whether the Chashash Ramos or Iruma Kamara, So maybe we'll say, okay, the moment he's a chashid, so we suspect him being a thief. Could be, maybe. That's what happening. So I don't get into the question. Maybe, maybe not, I don't know. But all of a sudden, in the background of our minds, you have to be playing with another set of problems. That there's no Havalei L'meida here. And in the case of Yisom Min HaYisomim, the Gemara compares it to Yisom Min HaYisomim. It's Lo Havalei L'meida. And Adrabba, the whole thing of Yisomim is, so the first Gemara of Yisomim, the Gemara says, Chosar Shul M'chuyva, it's tied in. Wait, 1 second. The second Gemara, from which Tosus bases himself, is what happens if Yisomim say, Cham Shir Dan or Cham Shalal Yadan. So what in the previous case with the star? All of this is going to be part of undoing this incredible chant here. Now, so let's just get started in Tosfos. I'm just outlining to you the work that we have in Tosfos. Tosfos says like this. And Rav Nachman disagrees with Rav Abba. So Rav Hudson command on the Chushul of Makom, a first Rav Abba, the Hainu of Chud, Lom, the Toshan of Chushul of Mishale. From Rav Hudson, over Rav Nachman, Uvda, the Yachlok, Rav Nachman, Pasim, the Yachlok, there. Karab Yotz, Yeshloma. So, what's going on here? This Tosfos. Here we say Rav Nachman says the Mishnah has to be talking Chamshin Yodai and Chamshin Lo Yodai. And he doesn't pass in Chamshin Yodai and Chamshin Lo Yodai. He said, no, the mission here is going back to a mayor, and he passed him. To the parish, but I passed like Rabbi Yossi. That doesn't work. Why doesn't that work? Derech Agav, the Gemara assumes in Cheskos Habatim we passed him like Nascha de Rav Abba. It's halach. The Gemara Lamed Beis in Shavuos seems to paskin like Rav Abba. Everywhere the Gemara brings in Nascha Rav Abba, that's the halacha, we paskin like Rav Abba. The batim mash halacha Rav Abba. The ayu amaroi basu mineh. And also, in general, in all dinei moments, paskin like Rav Nachman. And also, yisomim Rav and Shmuel. So all of that, Rav and Shmuel, I'm not going like Rav Abba. The Gemara seems to say Mem Zayin Omer Aleph. And the Gemara Mem Ches Omer Beis says Sveika Dedina, will he paskin like Rav and Shmuel? So apparently it's a Sveika Dedina, will he paskin like Rav Abba? How do you put all these Gemaras together? Those are the major headache here. And Rav Shmuel Gubam. Tzavi, lo amrina mitoshan el choshel hashem. So Tosfos has thrown in something all of a sudden. Until now, we talked about Mitoshan Yochel Shav and Mashalim on the part of the Nitba. I go up to you 150. You are Shos Hashem. Can't swear back. Because that's built in Shur. He says, but if you say it's true about the Tov, the Nitva, it's also going to be true about the Toveha. When Chazal gave me a right to collect money via a Shur, I could only do it via a Shur. And if I can't swear, nothing. Tosfos has thrown in an extra thing. That's the way he understands the Gemara here on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. The Kama Hasim came to eat my hilchos to lo kamar over karava shmul over karava lozer mashmir rava shmul iker heavy kamod the rabba Tatsu mein a maske, du rav nachman. Lom is tapik, lom rav ishmo. He doesn't have a clue what's happening. How do I put all of these sugyas together? I'm just going very lightly through to give you a general orientation of what's happening here. And what do we have? We have Rabbeinu Tam. Tam comes with an incredible idea. And you're Rabbeinu Tam, the Nasr, when Hamshadai Hill took her a Baba, when she held Lishova Mashah. Hosim Moda, I feel Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman agrees. Kishnaim Shudim, I walk Rav Nachman. And we pass in Shnei Chshudim like Rav Nachman Yachlok. Rav Abba and Rav Abba is going to agree. Yachlok. Time of Mishum. Zotim Shnei Mahoyum Mechuyav Mishum. He says, what's the halach? On the one hand, we have the case of Shnei Meshudim. I go up to you and say 100, you say 50. You can't scream, in that Torah you have to pay me. Come Chachomim and say he has only a right to collect with a shul, and he can't scream. So you have to pay and he has no right to collect. So what do you do here? He has a right to pay, he has a fee to pay and you have no right to collect. I have to pay, but he can't take. So what do you do? That's how Rabbeinu Tam understands. So we have a stalemate. Shneim mafsidim kol echad chetz. Each one loses 50%. Why? Where did this come from? Friani is the IT. Oh, I read that. I said, wait one second. That's the Ramban. What's the halacha? The halacha is pshiusa and knas. I go up to 100 and you say 50 and you're a choshen. You're a posheya that you can't swear. You have no business being a choshen. So, because you're a posheya, there should be the xeris hakosu. Every little maid is pshiusa and knas. But there's a different type of pshiusa. Who told you to be a choshen? That's why you can't swear. It's your fault. If it's my fault, then I'm a posheya that I can't swear. Sometimes. Okay, so we flip it around, midrabbanan, to the other guy. You can't take. Because you can't. So whose fault is it? Whose fault is it that you cannot take? It's your fault. So you have no right to take, and it's your fault, and it's a knas against you. The knas against you, 50-50. That's how Rabbeinu Tam, I believe, understood what's happening. We'll have to see as we go through the sugyas whether this is a tenable approach or it's not a tenable approach. Okay, and then we'll continue. First thing to do is very, very simple. Go through the sugya and shuas, Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, through on the base, Gemara Rashi, and then go through the sugya Mem Ches Amud Beis with Rashi, just to see the sugyas that Tosis is dealing with. See what the sugya Tosis is dealing with and see all the pieces and how we put all the pieces together.